This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do we got in the news? Hey, it's going to be 420 day. 420. For those of you who partake, who toke, smoke the, what is it, Puff the Magic Dragon, that's marijuana day. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to ask my producers, look, I don't smell the smell of chum on you. Or they call it chum, not chum. Chum is a fish. Chum. I don't smell chum on you. But, because I don't think you guys are part of the chum gang. Barack Obama was part of the chum gang in Hawaii. He smoked reefer every chance he got. And it definitely fried his brain. Undoubtedly, it fried his brain. Yeah. Kevin, he's so brilliant. He's so smart. No, he's not. Barack Obama, dumb. He's dumb. Dumber than the chum gang members that are still pikers on the beach. Still wearing their flip-flops in the same clothes they had back in the 70s. Dumb. Dummy, dumb, dumb. Anyway, it's 420 day, I think tomorrow, right? And so people are going to partake of their marijuana. And it's an annual rite of passage. And I think this thing started in high school. I don't know why. I remember when I would go on, you know, like the internet and people would be like, 420 friendly. You know, like, I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was when I was like on a dating site or something. They'd go 420 friendly, and I was like, "What's 420 friendly? 420? They like Jackie Robinson? Cool, you know." I didn't know what it meant. And then one of my toker friends goes, "Oh, that means they like marijuana, man." Oh, okay, dope smoking chick. Nah, I'm not interested. Yeah, but it's 420. 420. And let's face it, we got a marijuana culture, which I cannot stand. I'm gonna tell you. I don't care if you smoke marijuana. I really don't. And from what I hear, the oils that come from cannabis can be very, they can really help with health stuff. Seizures and stuff like that. I watched a video of a dog that has seizures, and the guy takes some marijuana oil, puts it in the dog's mouth while he's seizing, and he stops and then gets up like, what? What's everybody looking at? What? What? I mean, it was crazy. You seen that video, right? It was miraculous, wasn't it? Yes, my producers agree. So anyway, I'm sure there's some medicinal quality. I get it. And in fact, I was having a conversation with one of my drivers, because Fox, you know, they'll send a car to get me. And the guy, we were talking about marijuana. I don't know why, because I certainly wasn't craving any. But he was telling me, he goes, no. He goes, there's a, because I told him, I said, look, I don't care if people smoke marijuana. I just don't like the funky smell. I don't like smelling, you know, 30-day-old funk with somebody having to do a service for me. You ever smell? And he goes, well, you know, Kevin, there are, you know, strains of marijuana that are not as stinky. You know, he goes, in fact, there's some strains that smell like a good cigar. He goes, it's like a cigar. And the way he explained it, I was like, that's true. I was riding my bike the other day, and a dude was smoking a cigar, and it was nasty. I mean, I was like, ugh. And what was funny about it, he ended up being about 100 yards away from the smoke. He had smoked it, and I smelled it on my bike. I was in the bike trail. I'll get it out. Be quiet. I was in the bike trail. And then when I made a right to go down the street towards my house, there he was smoking it, you know, 100 yards away, perpendicular to the scent. That's how, you know, permeative, give me a word here, it had diffused to that level where I could smell it over there. I was like, yeah, who's smoking a, you know, big old nasty cigar? But had he been smoking a really good cigar, then maybe I wouldn't have smelled it. So, point made, I get it. You know, cigar, and I don't know, I've never been, you know, never smoked marijuana. I don't know whether, you know, if it, how high it's supposed to get you, but a cigar might be, maybe get you just as high. I know liquor can, that I guarantee you. I've seen dudes smoke marijuana that are nothing compared to a drunk. So my point is, I don't really care. But it is coming up. I'm not sure if any of you partake. I have friends that use medical marijuana, and they legitimately use it for their health, and they swear by it. Conservatives swear by it. I mean, people that would have never touched this drug in other in another life, so to speak. They just had no interest. But when they, when you're desperate and you've got a condition and you go, this may do it, you'll try. I'll tell you right now, if they told me, Kevin, if you could get rid of arthritis, you know, or, I mean, whatever, whatever's ailing you at the time, and you can, here's some marijuana oil, whatever they call it, cannabis oil, I'd do it. Why not? If it's going to help. The government thinks they know best. You know, oh, wait, marijuana is bad for you. You know, no, the only thing marijuana is bad for is the smell. And I'm sure, again, I don't want you driving impaired, so I don't want you driving with it. Speaking of which, there's a guy that says you should get rid of all the drunk driving laws. And I know what you're thinking because I thought the same thing. I was like, what are you talking about? He says you should do impaired laws. You cannot drive while impaired. And he says that covers cell phones. That covers doing your hair, right? That covers reading a paper. That covers drunks, marijuana users, etc. He says it should be driving while impaired. And I agree. I think that's a good way to put it. That way you're not regulating people on what they, you know, it's not about the liquor. Believe it or not, I know this will sound weird. There are people who can drive liquored up, and they are actually just, they may be better drivers than when they're not liquored up. I had a tech that worked for me. People think I'm lying. This dude, in the morning, he was an ogre. In the afternoon, when he, as he said, drank his lunch, he would come in, and this dude did stellar work. He drove home. I'm telling you, from lunch till the end of the day, he reeked of alcohol. He drove home every day. This dude never had a record. Now, I'm not saying he's the barometer of all things with alcohol, you know, because he's an alcoholic. But, you know, he's a good indicator. So there are people who can drive impaired and do things impaired. But I'm just saying, if as long as you can drive and you're not showing signs of woo, who cares? Anyway, so it's another theory. 420 day. And it's funny that we celebrate a drug day. Not we, all of us, but there's a thing to celebrate. I've never seen, let's celebrate alcohol day, you know, or let's celebrate heroin day, or let's celebrate cocaine. It's cocaine day. But we've, you know, outed marijuana to such a degree. We've made it such a pervasive thing that we can now celebrate 420 day. Interesting. Hey, so we got a lot to talk about this hour. A woman died. Southwest Airlines jet a few days back. I'm going to tell you, interesting story on that one. Glenn Beck's in the news and D.C. Paul Ryan, we got too much to get to, but I'm going to do my best to get to a lot of it. And while we contemplate that, I'm going to put my order in for my 420 for tomorrow. I'm kidding. I'm not going to smoke any reefer. I will never do a drug. If you ever see anything about me doing drugs, you know that the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA is all involved.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to look at that CD chart on the airplane a lot closer from now on. You better know it. Shoot. Man, I'm going to find, I don't know where I, when they get the autopsy of that plane that went down by Southwest Airlines, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to find out where that woman was who got sucked out. That's right. I know I will never sit in that seat again, and I'm what's called A-list on Southwest Airlines. I get to pick my seat, you know? I can go in and go out and have that one. And, you know, there's no seats any better than the other one. So, I mean, I have my preferences, but they're all just seats. They're skinny. If you sit next to anybody that's a little bit portly, you know, a little bit chunky, you're just squeezed in there, man. Till the flight's over. And it's funny to watch people as they come onto the plane. If you're one of the people that gets on early, because I like the window seat. And you get on, and then you have no control over who's going to get the aisle seat, because nobody's going to come sit next to you. That would be weird, right? Kind of creepy, Joe Biden-like. So they're going to sit in the left seat next to the aisle seat. So that leaves the middle. And then what happens is the game begins. It's funny because people walk in and you're making eye contact. And sometimes you make eye contact and you're like, okay, you're a biggie. You're a chubs. Nope, gotta look down. Gotta act like it's not there. You got your jacket in the seat, you know, your lunch box. And then, you know, some, you know, cute girl or whatever, if you're a lady or, you know, whatever. Hey, maybe you're LGB. So cute person. Okay, how about that? Cute person walks by, kind of thin. You're like, okay, you pass. You know, or friendly, bubbly, whatever. No kids in tow, you know, that kind of thing. Not a family that you're going to separate, things like that. Body odor check. Yeah, you're good. Okay. You know, there's a whole group of things, boy, you're just looking for. And you got to know. Because, I mean, it's an important decision who you make eye contact with that says this seat is available. And then here's all the seats are full. You might as well just get the closest seat to you, you know. And you're like, oh, goodness, everybody that I see right now are not good candidates for my middle seat. And I'll tell you, I don't know what it is, but people do not want to sit next to me. And I'm telling you right now, it's not body odor. I'm certainly not an ugly dude. I'm not the best looking guy you're going to sit next to, but I'm not the ugliest guy on any plane, okay? And people will just keep on walking. And it makes me wonder sometimes what it is. I don't have a scowl on my face. And I'm not inviting, even if you're a cute girl, I'm not inviting you to sit there. I have no interest. I mean, I'm not gay. Of course I'm not gay. You know I'm the president of the Not Gay Association. So, of course I'm not gay. I just don't have any interest. I'm not bothering you if you don't bother me. You know, if you want to put your headphones on and lay back and go to sleep, no problem. No Joe Biden here. I'm not going to be all nuzzled up and, you know, all creepy and, hey, that's a nice puss. No, I'm just going to let you do your thing. But, yeah. So, anyway, there's that aspect of being on the plane, watching all the people walk by and making your value judgments. And then they're making value judgments on you. Like, oh, really? Why? I gave you the look, and you didn't even come sit here. Screw you. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all, what's wrong with me? Oh, man, the plane could jack with you if you let it. You know what I mean? But, anyway, this woman died. Southwest jet with a damaged engine, a broken window, made an emergency landing at Philadelphia's airport. This happened on Tuesday. One person critically injured. They said the plane blew an engine and the shrapnel hit the aircraft. Wow. Blew an engine. You know, I used to sell parts like that, Pratt & Whitney engines, Rolls-Royce engines, to various, mostly federal government stuff. And we would estimate mean time between failure of these engines. Because it's not like you blow an engine and you call up the factory and say, hey, listen, we just blew an engine. Could you send one over? You know, no, you have to have the engines ready to go. But they're sitting on a lot of money because engines are not cheap. So we did these, you know, very in-depth analysis of when things failed and when you can anticipate, you know, putting an engine on order. The other thing is it's not easy to build an engine. So it may take, I don't know, 8 months to build an engine. So you have to make sure that you've put your orders in for the engines and that they're timed to where you need them as much as just in time as you can. I mean, you're going to sit on an engine or two here and there, and in the case of out in airlines like Southwest, for quite some time. But anyway, we would estimate when you'd need the engine and based on failures in MTBF, and of course, the technology's gotten them better and better and better. So normally they don't fail in flight. It's something, you know, like a bird strike or, you know, ice. Even ice really doesn't do much damage to them. I mean, engines are made to withstand a lot of stuff. So it's pretty unusual. They said seven other people aboard the Boeing 737 that was headed from New York's LaGuardia to Dallas Love Field were treated for minor injuries. Said of a fuel tank leak, in one of the engines where firefighters arrived and a small fire was quickly brought under control. 143 passengers, 5 crew members on board. Most walked onto the tarmac around 11:20 a.m. This lady said, I just remember holding my husband's hand and we prayed and prayed and prayed. And the thoughts that were going through my head, of course, were about my daughter just wanting to see them again and giving them a big hug so they wouldn't grow up without parents. Yep, I get it. I get it. Wow. What a harrowing experience. And, I mean, and this lady gets sucked. You know that window? You know, I don't know if it hit the plane and it sucked her through, but whew, what a way to go. That could not be, that had to be painful. You know what I mean? I don't know. I fly Southwest so often. I mean, they're very good safety record versus Allegiant. You see that special on Allegiant? I was contemplating flying Allegiant because one of my uncles is dying and it's the best way to get there. And I was looking at the prices. It was like, it's cheap. Shoot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cheap, all right. Not going Allegiant. Speaking of planes, Glenn Beck is selling his plane. According to the FAA, a listing on Controller, which is a site that sells aircraft, Beck put up his 1966 DC-9. The jet for sale on Controller has a registration number N8860. This is in case anybody in my audience is interested in buying a jet. It says, it was assigned to the aircraft that belonged to Mercury Radio Arts, Beck's radio production company. They didn't list the price. And here's what I thought when I saw this story. I thought, what a fall from grace. Glenn Beck, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was a media giant. Beck was a giant. In 2015, the cake hit the fan and he started to liquidate. I was with Glenn 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and he's just a strange dude. So now he's liquidating. He's selling his jet. He also had a Maybach, I believe, and his employees were mad at him because he had the jet and the Maybach, and he was laying people off. Shapiro tried to buy him or partner with him, but I don't think that worked out. I don't know. I don't know the details of it, but wow, what a fall from grace. And he's a nice guy. I hate that happened to him. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When am I selling my jet? So my producer said, when am I selling my jet? Let me tell you something. Even if I had it, if I had the money to get a jet, I'm talking about a lot of money, super rich, I would not own a jet, nor would I own a yacht. Why would you own a jet or a yacht when you have friends with jets and yachts? Or you could, partially, like they have these jet services where you can rent. You say, I need to go somewhere, and you say, give me executive jet service. Boom. Somebody's carrying the freight on that plane. Psh, I'm not owning a jet. That's as close as you get to, to being the best thing. It's just the best of both worlds. You don't have to fly commercial. You just say, hey, I'm going to need a jet. And there's, 20 private services that say, yeah, I'm ready to go, Mr. Jackson. We'll pick you up. Come out here. Shoot. You arrive like a big baller. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. When am I selling my jet? There are certain things in life that you buy that when you get rid of them, people know what the deal is. Like, for example, if you have a driver, and suddenly you don't have a driver, people know what's up. When you're poor, people don't have to know you're poor, because you can downgrade the car. You can get into a smaller house. People, you downgrade. Yeah, we're about to be empty nesters. And, we just figured it was time to, the house is so big to clean, and we don't have all the kids. And, reasonable, right? But you downgrade from like a mansion in the Hamptons, a 16 room down to a 3 bedroom, and people are going, we know what's up, Charles. Or, you start dumping, you put the Lamborghini up for sale. People know what's up. You can't hide that. But, if you downgrade from a Lexus to, a Ford, then you go, I really like the Ford. Holy cow, the technology that's in them. It was amazing. You might be able to sell that. You get what I'm saying? But you have a driver, you get rid of the driver, you start selling art. People know what's up, Bernie Madoff. Don't try to fool folks. Glad you guys are here. Selling my jet. Let me tell you, there's a lot to be said. I've been in a private jet or two, and there's a lot to be said for getting funneled around, where you want to go, when you want to go. But I'm going to tell you, I don't see the allure. I don't. I see maintenance. I have a friend that has 6 aircraft, 2 helicopters. And I'm thinking, why do you need 2 helicopters? He goes, because one can lift more. That's what he told me. Sterling. Isn't that a great name for a dude that's got a lot of money? Sterling. It's like, you may call me gold. No, I'll just call you Sterling. Anyway, Sterling's got 6 aircraft, 2 helicopters, and one because he and his wife are into antiques. So when they go antique-y, he takes the big helicopter. By the way, he flies both fixed-wing and rotored aircraft. He takes the helicopter, flies to their location, picks up the cargo, brings it back to their helipad, where, you know, I'm sure some blacks or Latinos pick it up and take it over to his house and they set it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Oh, man. Old Sterling. It's cool to have that kind of coin. And I'm proud of him. And I'll tell you something else. This guy's good with his money. He knows exactly, you know, what he manages his money. The reason why I'm bringing this up, I was talking about Glenn Beck selling his jet. I mean, you sell your jet. Wow. That's, you know, people take notice when you get rid of the plane. Now, if you say I'm selling my jet because I'm getting a new jet, then, you know, no red flags. When you're selling the jet, we people know it's on. This is a discount. You know, next comes the art, then comes the silver. You know, the house is going to be downgraded. The car will be on the market. And I don't, you know, if he were Italian, I'd say he'd be headed off to prison. But no, I know Glenn, and he's just trying to figure out what to do with the rest of his life. He's downsizing, figuring things out. And I get it. I've said to people, I know Glenn pretty well. He's a weird guy. He didn't know what to do with his organization from the beginning. He didn't know where he wanted it to go. And I understand that. And then he built it up so fast. And people say, I didn't know this about him, but they say he spent money like crazy over there. His facility was amazing. It really was. I would love to have that facility without having that big, you know, note, that mortgage, if you will, to my head every month. But talk about an amazing facility for doing video as well as doing a radio show. And what Glenn should have done is just started parking people like me in there, him stepping back a little bit and kind of orchestrating the, you know, the messaging, if you will. And I think he would have been fine, but he was so into it that it just became, you know, just things went sideways on him. Anyway, lots to talk about. D.C. is going to think, is not thinking, I don't know if they're going to do this, but they're talking about lowering the voting age to 16 years old. And I figure this is the rationale over this. Most of the kids in D.C. die very young, so why not let them vote once before they get killed, right? I mean, look at the crime rate in D.C. Here's what they should do. They should just, here's something that you could seriously look at as a leftist. Let all the black kids vote at the age of 16, because they're not going to be around that long. They're all getting killed, right? Let them vote until it started 16. Maybe they get one vote in before they die. Yeah, y'all are like, oh, Kevin, that's pretty morbid. No, it's not. I'm just saying. Look, I don't know. Why would you want to lower the voting age to 16 at a time when these kids don't have a clue of what's going on? If you're thinking about doing anything, you should be thinking about raising the voting age. You know, this is one of these leftist ploys. You know, let's lower the voting age to 16 because it'll be more inclusive. And anybody that doesn't want it is, you know, disenfranchising young blacks. And, you know, that's the way they'll sell it. What an asinine idea. Isn't it funny? Well, you can't say both words, but I can say asinine as long as I want and nobody says a word. I could say assassinate and nobody thinks anything of it, but just take off the innate assassinate and, you know, or anine, and suddenly Kevin's a mean-spirited dude on the radio. I love thinking about words like that. I know I'm digressing right now because we're talking about the voting age being 16 in D.C. Who brought this up? I don't even have, where's the story? Can somebody give me the story? Who brought it up? Who would want to have youngsters voting at the age of 16? I have no idea. I wouldn't want youngster. Would you? I wouldn't even want a youngster to do my laundry at 16. And it isn't because, you know, I did laundry at 16. One time I washed my uncle's car at the age of 14, and he accused me of messing up his paint. Me and my brother. Now, I'll be honest, we washed it with like Tide. You know, we just put some soap in a bucket. We scrubbed it and we washed it. He says we caused the paint to peel off of his car. I'm going to tell you right now, we didn't do it. The paint job on his car was one of those Earl Shives, And my uncle's all, yo, messed up my car. We didn't mess up your car. That paint job was already, I don't even think it had dried completely when he drove up to show us this new, cause my uncle, loved, these long, sleek Cadillac looking cars, you know, the Lincolns and stuff like that. He loved those cars. He was a command sergeant major in the Army. My grandmother's brother, Burl L. Burton, for those of you who want to look him up. And he was the most meticulous dude you've ever met. I mean, just meticulous. Never forget looking in his closet and just seeing all his shoes lined up and they were shined and everything just you know, two fingers apart. We're like, whoa. You know, his covers, his hats, and his, you know, t-shirt. I mean, when I went to military school, I learned what it was about. But even in my neatest, I couldn't be as neat as my uncle. He was just one of these neat freaks. Everything exacting. Which is, by the way, a downfall in life. Because he wanted his kids to be exacting. His spouse must be exacting. Difficult guy to please. But anyway, he wanted me to wash his car. We were trying to make some money. We said, you got anything for us to do? He liked our initiative. Yeah, y'all can wash my car. Because we lived on a ranch. It was dusty. So we went to wash his car. And he, you know, we washed it. And then he came out and he nitpicked the death of it, which is fine. We knew what we were getting into. But we finished washing the car. He didn't want to pay us. He went, oh, y'all messed up my car. What's this got to do with the voting age of 16? I don't know. I'm just saying, my uncle, I'm washing my uncle's car. I can't even do that right. I was like 14, 15, whatever, maybe 16. And you want me to vote? Look, I'm a pretty well put together dude, as most of you would admit. At 16 years old, you didn't want me voting. Well, maybe you did. I mean, I was going to vote Republican. So I may be the exception. But I'm just saying, most of my friends wouldn't even know. They would not have a political clue. Not anything. So what are you talking about? Lowering the age of voting to 16. That's ridiculous. But here we are, the Democrats, talking about it. And I don't know what other rationale they'll have. You know, you can't drink at 16, you can't get drafted at 16, and on, but you could vote. You know, other than letting in a bunch of illegals to do it. Wow. It's just a crazy idea. I want to talk about Paul Ryan leaving D.C. Speaking of D.C. and their crazy ideas, Paul Ryan's leaving D.C., and they say he's leaving D.C. broke. Now, I'm not. So when I first saw that title, I thought, Paul Ryan doesn't have any money? Really? But no, they're talking about he's leaving D.C. broke, the city.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stormy Daniels put out a photo of the man who supposedly threatened her, and it looks like her ex-husband. Oh, my goodness. No, it doesn't. It looks like Jack Black. You know who Jack Black is? Kind of chubby actor, comedian. No. Looks like Patton Oswalt. You know who he is? Was on Everybody Loves Raymond or something. I think it... Wasn't he on this? No, he was on... King of something with the Friends, King with Kevin James. I'm naming all these leftard liberals that believe that a porn star and some supposed illicit thing is going to bring Trump down. No. You know who the guy looks like? He looks like Will Ferrell. That's who he looks like. It's so funny. Then others were ridiculing it like Tom Brady. That was hysterical. We did a few of them where it looked like Hillary Clinton and Rosie O'Donnell and other men, you know, that are on the left. Yeah, men on the left. Hey, I want to cover a few tweets. I think some of these tweets are just really so interesting. I love this part of the show because it's becoming a normal for us, but these are so insightful and so interesting. Here's one that's kind of off subject. We're going to bounce around a bit because this is our last segment of the day, so why not? This is Bethany. She wrote this. A 14-year-old gave birth to and abandoned her baby in my town yesterday. Left the baby outside. Unclear if it died of exposure in the pouring rain. Naturally, folks are asking why she didn't kill her baby at Planned Parenthood months ago instead. What a world we live in. And see, that's what the abortionists will look at that and say, look, this is why we need to have abortion, because look at what she did to the child. That's going to be their rationale. You know what? If she had killed that baby earlier on, it would be no big deal. Understand, there are people on the left who don't see what she did as murder. They see it as she got rid of a nuisance. She didn't want it. It wasn't, what do they call it? They have a word for it. Like, I can't think of it. But like, aware. It wasn't self-aware. So if it wasn't self-aware, who cares? Discard it. Can't have nobody with a burden. You know, burden with burden of a baby. Katie Pavlich tweeted this. A TSA agent just swabbed my hands for explosives with the same swab she used on the person in front of me. When I questioned why she was using a swab that was just used on a different person, she said if I wanted a clean one to ask ahead of time. Now, Katie's going, I don't get this, and I don't either, Katie. And Katie's smart enough to know if some terrorist is in front of you and they swab with the same swab, it's going to come off on yours. I can tell you, if you swab and I see you're going to swab me with the same person, I hate to bust Katie. I will tell you, you give me a fresh swab, a non-terrorist swab. Mark Pentano tweeted this, truth, the overwhelming majority of abortions are simply birth control after the fact. They are not done for the life and health of the mother, incest, or rape. They are done for personal convenience of selfish and irresponsible people. Everyone knows this is true. I agree. See, this is one of those discussions we should be able to have with the left to say, look, I get it. You found out you're pregnant by somebody you don't like or don't no longer want to be with, or you even want to just be vindictive. Maybe it's going to hurt, oh boy, right? So just admit that. Admit you're willing to murder for that reason, because as a matter of inconvenience to you. It's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but I'm saying at least you're being truthful with yourself. But this women's right and health, and that's fodder. Total fodder. Katie Hopkins tweeted this a while back. She said, Richard, 78, fights back against the burglar. The burglar dies. Richard, arrested on suspicion of murder. Forced into a safe house due to death threats. Burglar's gypsy family threatened to burn Richard's house down. British police install smoke alarms in his home. Do not become the UK. Wow. Is that not the craziest thing you may have ever heard? That's bizarre. Here's one from Educating Liberals. I can't believe the Obama administration would lie about removing 100% of chemical weapons from Syria. They were so transparent about everything. Very true. Anyway, tons to talk about. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to talk about Ryan leaving D.C., Paul Ryan. Here's what an op-ed says. What should be said of Wisconsin's Paul Ryan? Wisconsin's Paul, the unwilling, the earnestly mannered, fresh-faced, doe-eyed House Speaker. During his 3 years in charge, this policy wonk spends as frivolously as any progressive while piously opining about conservatism. For context, when Mr. Ryan became a representative in January of 1999, the U.S. debt was only $5.56 trillion. Given the nation's deeply underwater finances that ballooned over his 19-year career and spanned four presidents, Ryan's truly a rhino Republican in name only. Specifically, he's the embodiment of incompatible opposites. Mr. Ryan took the top congressional job in October of 2015 while publicly proclaiming he didn't want it. Likewise was his chilly embrace of then-GOP nominee Donald Trump. As the standard bearer, the president was never the beneficiary of Mr. Ryan's largesse. extended to all Democrats. Regarding support of Trump, this highest elected Republican famously said, "I'm not there right now." Contrast that to Ryan's sunny treatment of his liberal colleagues in his first speech as the 62nd Speaker of the House. But let's be frank. The House is broken. We are not solving problems. We are adding to them. And I'm not interested in laying blame. We are not settling scores. We are wiping the slate clean. In retrospect, Mr. Ryan's loyalty was always to the entrenched Washington establishment, read the swamp, not to the brash billionaire businessman become president, or his populist constituency. So they look briefly at his report card, and here it is. When Ryan assumed leadership in October 29th of 2015, the national debt was $18.152 trillion. Upon his retirement announcement, the figure is now $21.121. That's an increase of $2.97 trillion in 2 years and 5.5 months. Per Gallup, Congress's approval ratings when he was in was at 11%. As Gallup figure is not yet available, the real clear average is currently 13.2, a meager improvement of 2.2%. Schizophrenically, Ryan reforms taxes like a Republican while squandering like a spendthrift Democrat. What else explains his rubber stamping a budget-busting $1.8 trillion spending bill early in his tenure, December 2015, barely averting a government shutdown in March with another $1.3 trillion in expenditures while previously passing tax relief December 2017? Given his track record and fiscal results, that's an F. So they're saying he left D.C. broke. Now, I'm going to tell you what my thoughts are about Paul Ryan. Not that anybody cares. I think Paul Ryan is one of these guys that in his heart, he wants to please everybody. That's the problem in politics. And by the way, the problem in life, make sure you tell your children this. The problem in life is when you try to please everybody, you cannot do it. So why would you even go at it? Why would you even start it? You should understand where you stand on things, understand the ability to which you're willing to compromise. And in some cases, there is wiggle room. In other cases, there's not. If we're talking about budget items and things like that, if I say we need a million, you say we need 1.1, you know, we got some wiggle room. But there's not on things that are at your core. Paul Ryan, and I think this is true of most of these Republicans, they're so used in politicians in general. They're so used to giving political answers that they honestly don't know where they stand. Where do you stand on immigration? Well, you know, immigration is a difficult problem to answer. No, it isn't. I'm for legal immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. Where are you at on taxes? I believe that we are overtaxed to a degree that the public can no longer, it's untenable. And I believe we need to not only cut taxes, we need to cut spending, period. I think Americans need tax relief. I think businesses need tax relief. There is no quibbling. You could say how much. We could debate that, but we need to cut our taxes. We need a stronger foreign policy. I mean, okay, as opposed to what, Kevin? A weaker one? Is there a compromise on this? And I could go on and on and on. People don't want to commit. They don't want to say anything. They believe they got the, you know, the temperature of the water, so to speak, with people. And they, and I'll use the Starbucks thing that I've been on the news all week about. But, you know, the chairman of Starbucks thinks he understands what's going to come out of this because he's taking a progressive stance. He's like, everybody's going to love me. And what I say to him is, the handful of black folks that aren't going to like you, who gives a crap? It's not your demographic anyway, Ace. How many Starbucks do you think are but black neighborhoods? Let me tell you real quickly. Exactly zero. They know where to put their product. Mercedes is not going to put a new facility, a sales office in the hood. They're going to put it over on the white side of town where the average person makes over $100,000 a year. That's just the facts. Let's understand this and stop worrying about, I wonder what the perception is going to be.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.